When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It is. It's very true. Music. 11:36, Thursday morning. Here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We'll roll into your lunch hour. The draft class of 2026 at the quarterback position. And does one important stat actually matter when it comes to Ty Simpson? We'll take a look, but that's in 15 minutes because right now it is Boy Music brought to you by Globe Life.
Thank you, Matt. So doing a little search after our conversation yesterday in the mix with the sweet spot. Because we talked about the, and we'll probably have to do that one day. It's a pretty interesting topic as far as the Spotify playlist, the one that has millions and millions and millions, and then the next song by that same artist is not as, you know, we'll do that later. So you asked the question right before we were about to get off the air that I started looking into a little bit last night. You said, man, about the hip hop one hit wonders.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Okay. So I kind of started looking around and Googled, okay, hip hop one hit wonders and kind of going down the list and seeing what we can bring to the table in a future boy music. And so I came across one article that listed several one hit wonders, and three songs apart are two different songs that get confused with one another. So it was kind of weird for me to have one hit wonders, but these two songs get confused with each other. And just the story behind it, after you start looking into it, is kind of fascinating and which one was way more popular than the other. So let's get into it. So this is the song that I told you when we talked about it that I guarantee that you've heard. You've been to too many sporting events not to have heard this song. Jay, this one is you. And it's Tag Team. It is Whoomp. There it is.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, this shows that song from that commercial. The Geico commercial, I think.
Okay, I think so. Yeah, right. And everyone's heard it.
Yeah.
Any sporting event you're going, you have a timeout, and you want to get the crowd hype, everybody play that, okay, and everyone's up dancing, and they're showing everyone
heard
on
a million
the,
times.
Yes,
sure.
I've heard this one a million times. Well, I'm pretty sure you don't know this, so this is going to be new for you. But 2 months before this came out, and this came out in May of 1993, in March of 1993, there was a song released by a group called 95 South, and the song is called Woot. There it is.
No way.
This is Whoomp. There it is. This here that I have, Jay, is Woot. Woot. There it is.
Yo, we come out here to find out where's that.
And when you talk Woot and Whoomp, there it is. These were kind of popular calls in Miami and Atlanta. Tag Team is more Miami-based. Atlanta-based. 95 South is more Miami-based, Florida-based. So this one, you can leave it up a little bit longer, Jay. This one was more of the, man, we're at a college party. You're trying to shake it. This one was played a ton when I was in school. The Woot, there it is. But Whoomp, there it is way more popular.
Yeah.
But this came out 2 months before. And so now, of course, with both of these out basically at the same time, you have a little issues with both of these groups saying, hey, what the heck is going on? Now,
how could they know?
They both claimed that they recorded these songs way before they came out. As a matter of fact, Tag Team says that they recorded Whoomp, there it is, in October of 92. It came out in May of 93. 95 South says they recorded Woot, there it is, in November of 92. not knowing that each other did it, they just recorded these songs because it's a pretty popular call. As far as when it comes to like slang or whatever, whoop, there it is, or whoop, there it is. So they just made it a song.
Okay, all right. I was like, man, how in the world did they come across the same lyric?
It's whoop for tag team.
Okay.
And woot.
I didn't realize that was a 95 slang term sound.
It's a slang term. So it's a trip how this kind of came together all at the same time. Now it feels like it came to a head on the Arsenio Hall show. Because you had both out at the same time. Arsenio had both groups on the same day to perform their song to see, I guess, which one they liked the best. And Whoop from Tag Team came out on top as far as what they liked the best. And that's the one that became more commercial. You can even listen to both of them and kind of tell one is mainly for the club to kick it, to shake your booty and smack some ass when you're on the dance floor. And the other is the tag team one that you hear at sporting events and all that. Right. Like it took off.
Man,
the other one didn't quite take off as much,
right,
but it came out a couple of months before. But it was wild to me to know that they were both on Arsenio Hall on the same day. Is that all right? Well, we have Woot. We have Whoop. Let's see which one's the best. And they kind of had it out on the Arsenio Hall show. And they had tried to have some type of legal ramifications about this because, of course, when you see Whoop kind of skyrocket a little bit way more than Woot,
yeah,
they're saying,
man,
we came out first. Like, what's going on? And actually, Tag Team's DJ was a DJ at the Magic City. At the strip club in Atlanta.
Okay.
And so he's saying, hey, man, we've been rolling this out. And a lot of dudes will claim they go to the strip club to hear some new music because people will roll out new music at the strip club to kind of test out and see how it goes. And then you'll, it'll go out and become a little bit more popular. Like music is a huge, huge deal, as you would expect and imagine. In a strip club like Magic City.
That makes sense.
Right, right. So I can remember being at a party. If I was at a party in college and that came out in 93, so it's my last year there, and you go to a party, if you played Whoop, what are you doing? Turn that off. Woot was way better.
That's crazy.
Way, way better. But this one had way more commercial success. And a lot of people will confuse those songs, not knowing or not even having heard of Woot, there it is, from 95 South. You've only heard the tag team version, and the tag team version skyrocketed big time. So I didn't know. I'm pretty sure you had never heard Woot, There It Is.
No, I don't believe before. I have.
That's a huge, huge party
record. It just sounds like exactly the same. The way
almost the same beat, same everything. Like
exactly
but
the same.
It's spelled differently. We have W-H-O-O-M-P for tag team and W-H-O-O-T for 95 South.
And Arsenio Hall did the whoop, 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 right?
Yeah, he was basically just barking. Oh, I don't know if it was like a...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of funny. He had them
on
there.
More of
he
a wolf. That, wolf, wolf, wolf.
Yeah. Fist around.
Yeah, that was the dog pound.
Okay.
And Arsenio Hall was such a cultural phenomenon, man. That was... You want to talk about a show that I never, ever missed. Ever. And if it was even a thought of, I mean, we're doing something on Friday night or whatever, you pop in a VCR tape.
Really?
And I would record Arsenio Hall and make sure that I went back and watched it.
How long was that on? Like several years,
I think it was
right?
5 or 6 years, and then they tried to bring it back in my...
4 seasons, yeah.
4 seasons, okay. And when they tried to bring the new version of that back, man, my goodness, was it bad. It was terrible.
Did it convince you to vote for Bill Clinton when he played the sax on Arsenio Hall?
Could I vote at that time?
I don't know if you could or not.
But it was, I think it was a huge, huge step for him.
Yeah, it was.
In the community. Right, right.
Massive deal.
Dude, it was.
That's the only one I remember.
They would say, I'm trying to remember who I was watching. I think I was watching a video of Will Smith that said, even if you weren't on the Arsenio Hall show, you would go and just hang out because you never knew who you would meet out there or what connections you would make. Or whatever to try and advance your career or get some project that you want to get. He said there were people, stars, hanging out at Arsenio in the back in the green room all the time.
That's wild.
because he was so big at that point, man. Yeah. That was something else. And I don't know. I think a lot of people may sometimes find it a bit corny. I don't. It just means a lot when you look and you think about late night television. And it was all about Johnny Carson and David Letterman when I was growing up. And to see this dude doing that exact same thing and doing it at a level and all the artists and people that you know and music that you know come out, it meant so much. It's like, man, if I wanted to do this, I'm going to do this thing just like Arsenio Hall. Because you would turn it on and New Edition is doing it. You didn't see New Edition on the Tonight Show or Letterman.
Yeah.
But you saw all the hip hop acts and everyone on Arsenio. As a matter of fact, on his, I want to say it was his last show. If it wasn't his last show, it was really close to the end of it. I think it was Queen Latifah that said, hey, I want to do something for you on your show. You know, can I have this one segment? He's like, sure, of course. And she gathered so many different rappers that came on and did like a tribute song to him. Naughty by Nature, like all these names that were out there came on and just performed on his last show or next to last show. I can't remember exactly what it was, but that's how big that dude was to the culture, man. And he would always talk about getting it from both sides, that it was the white people that were saying, or the executives in the room saying, hey, man, you're calling everybody brother. Like, I don't know if this is going to work or you can do anything like that. And then some of the.
All right, brother.
Say even some of the people that some of the black people are saying, dude, you're not black enough. And it's like he's getting it from both sides. Like, how do you manage?
So wild,
it is Jump really that. Wild that that something would happen like that when, man, it felt like every single time he was actually trying to make sure that the culture was being highlighted on his program. I don't see how you can, but you can't satisfy everyone. And I guess that was the overall arc of what he was saying, that you can't satisfy everyone. But if you're like that in a platform and you use a platform like that, it's just nonstop.
So,
like on a smaller scale, I get the same thing. Not probably, not nearly as what he did, but my goodness, you wouldn't imagine.
Do
sometime.
You really?
Oh my God, yeah. From both sides? Yes, absolutely.
Really?
I remember one time I did one of those sample platter shows or quiets. I can't remember what it was. I got someone that messaged me and said, hey, just one white song, please, one white song. I was like, why does it even matter that I'm doing what I'm doing? But when I first started and I was working with Bob and Dan, you would get it from
that.
The other. Oh, man, they
at
had
the
a,
beginning.
I think the Muses one time had a black guy round table and they destroyed me on that thing. And it was like right when I first started. It's like, oh, okay. I've never tried to speak for anyone besides myself. I'm not a voice for anyone, but I recognize I'm the only one that sounds like me that's on here. And I guess you have supposed to have this obligation to speak for everyone. Like, you don't get that for, no disrespect, for you. You say anything, it's not like you're speaking for all white people. But it feels like every time
Definitely
I have to say
not.
Something, they think that I'm speaking yeah. for all black people, and I'm not. I've never
Man.
Even put on any kind of front like I was trying to do that.
Yeah.
So.
That's incredible.
That is wild.
Especially.
I don't know how we got there from Whoop and Woot, there it is. But
no, well, the Arsenio Hall show.
Right, right.
Which, and I know, just real quick, because I don't remember this. I was a teenager when his show. So apparently the reason why it went off the air is because Fox had the Chevy Chase show ready to go. And so a lot of stations dropped Arsenio or pushed him back so that they could run that show. That show was god awful, only ran for 5 weeks, but then those stations, it was too late.
Dropped Arsenio?
And so they either didn't bring him back or wouldn't move him into the time that he was in, and it kind of killed the show.
And it wasn't time for that show to go. Like, there are some times where you feel like, all right, maybe it's run its course.
Yeah.
And you get out
yeah.
while the getting is good. He didn't want to stop, but.
That's crazy,
it,
man.
It felt like it was just a little too much, I guess, for those executives. And you're right. That was probably around the time where everyone was trying to get a talk show, whether it was daytime or nighttime, or you're just trying to pump
yeah.
up these celebrities. And yeah, then they started, and I'm not quite sure of the timeline, but I remember Magic Johnson had a late night talk
one.
Show that
and
was terrible.
Was
Queen Latifah had one. I'm trying to remember who else after the Magic of Arsenio, you try, oh, if they can do it, then we'll do it over here. And it just didn't work out. That dude had the magic, man. And he had a lot of celebrities coming on, checking it out. And it was must-see television. And
Magic Johnson, 1998, from June 8th to September 4th. So just a handful of episodes for the Magic Johnson show.
Yeah, it was terrible. Absolutely
terrible.
I
remember that because I was in college when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. So Woot and Whoop, there it is. Two songs that get confused to one another. No, it's boy music. Man. It's what we do. We do it every single Thursday